Welcome, everybody. Shin number 1224 in the running. It's Shin number 377. Getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we are middle of the Halachas of Shinoi Makayim and Holchei Drachim, which is a category in Shinoi Makayim. Now, interesting case comes up, brought down in the Sefer Guidelines. We mentioned in the past, the Sefer Guidelines have on quite a number of halachic topics, various different firm, very nice question and answers. So he brings down over there that, if somebody's going on a bus, they're going on a trip or they're traveling and they have to go on a couple of buses, right? Let's say in a case in time, it could be with anything. It could be with a train, bus, but, so the bottom line is they get off the bus, right? They have a stop, they get off the bus and they're waiting and, any minute the next bus is going to come, right? Or any minute the next train or whatever the case might be. And but the question is over here, how do they work with the bracha? They have either the eating or the drinking, bottle of water, whatever the case is, in something which requires a bar and a fush. As we mentioned in the past, one should be careful not to eat and drink in the street, but be it as a mayan on a longer trip in the bus itself, whatever the case is. And the question is now they get off the bus, they get off the train. How do they work with the bracha when they get back on the train or on the bus or something along those lines, right? Now they're waiting at the stop. So, is that considered a break? Is that considered a shinoi makayim? How do we work that? So in general, that is all part of holchei drachim. But he brings down over there that is assuming that, by the way, it's in Sefer Guidelines, page 131, page 128. Okay, we always like to quote the Maimakim, but that's assuming that the person's waiting. The bus, the train is coming shortly. They know it's coming shortly. Now, but if somebody's going, for example, they're going, have to change buses, or even if they're driving for that matter, right? And now they stop off and the family, whatever, or the person, whoever it might be, they want to go into a luncheonette. Right, or a pizza store or something along those lines, and they want to, or any enclosed area in general. We spoke about an open area is a little bit different because you could still, you're right by the car, you could see the car. But right now we're talking about specifically somebody, mamish goes b'derech kva, b'derech established. In other words, they're going to a luncheonette, the pizza store, a closed off area, fenced in type of an area, right, where it's a totally different rishus, and they're there, they sit down, b'kva, in other words, established, to eat lunch, to eat whatever the case is, and again, items in conjunction with bar nefashes, which is usually shahakal, ha'etz or a ho'adama, so in that case, taka, they would need a new bracha. Now, if they have a bottle of water, let's say they're carrying a bottle of water with them, or a coffee or something along those lines, right, let's say from the bus, or even from the car, or something like that we discussed in the past, that when one reaches their destination, This will be basically reaching a destination. It doesn't have to be the destination like you're at home or in the office, but it's a destination. So we mentioned in the past from quite a number of Paiskim, Rav Hirschfeld, others, that somebody, they made the bracha and it was holchei drachim and they were driving, they're going from bus to bus, train to train, whatever the case is, it's all part of a trip, right? Even if it's a longer trip, shorter trip, it doesn't matter, it's all part of the trip. So that bracha, once they reach the destination, they would be able to finish on the same bracha. In other words, that bottle of water, that coffee, whatever it is they want to finish, they would be able to finish even though they get into the luncheonette or the pizza store or like we said, even at home or in the office. Okay, so that's fine. But now when they want to start eating something else, right, they sit down, oh, let's see, what are we going to eat, whatever. Oh, so now they're going to need a new bracha, right? It's a new place, brand new place, a new establishment. It's a kava, it's an established place, it's a different rishus, right? A different status, let's call it like that. It's kava, it's established instead of holchei drachim. So now when they start eating, they would need a new bracha to finish off what they were eating or drinking from the trip, right? So we said that's fine. But now in conjunction with bar nefashes, with zonos for sure, it's always fine, right? That's not the issue. But now when they start eating new, right? So say they sit down to eat ice cream or something along those lines. So now they're going to have to make a new bracha. So that's important to keep in mind. And also, and again, it doesn't matter, buses, trains, cars, the point of over here that the guidelines brings down, he talks about buses, but it could be with trains, it could be cars. Holchei drachim is traveling. The point is traveling. You're not in one established place. You're going from place to place, and that is what you are doing. That's the status you're in. Holchei drachim, traveling. You have a status of a traveler, which means there is no established one place. So now the question is, but now once, let's say they're in the pizza store, luncheonette, or whatever the case is, or this enclosed area, and right, and they sit in Bikvias and Bikva and established, now they want to leave, oh, so now they would need a new bracha. It's just like, right, and they didn't have a mind when what, when, and where. They're eating, shining, you know, they look at the clock, they're there a half hour, relaxing, eating, and everything fine. You know what? Okay, now we want to leave. Now they want to take with them the water, they want to take with them the coffee, want to take with them the ice cream, whatever the case is. If it's mezonos, right, so that we know, mezonos, or they wash it, that's a totally different thing. You have to make it, and you're supposed to make the bracha achroina, the after bracha, birchas hamazon, before you leave. That you have to do, but for whatever reason somebody didn't, they would not remake the bracha beforehand, right? But when it's all the other items, baked potato chips, you know, whatever the case is, anything hadama eats or shahakal in conjunction with bar nefashes, so now they would have to make a new bracha because they're going from established to whole chedrachim. When you're going from you're sitting and established kava, right, they didn't have a mind to go anywhere else or when to go anywhere else. They're established, finished. It's like they're in the house and they decide to, well, you know what, I'll go out. And they're in the middle of a bag of potato chips. Now you need a new bracha when you go out. Same thing in these things, these places, luncheonette, pizzeria, or whatever, the pizza store, right, whatever these different type of things are, closed in, fenced in place. We're talking about, the, you know, it's closed in all around. So then that has a totally different shush. It's more with the, I'm trying to, you know, stress a little bit more the fact of a pizza store, these type of things more. But if it's in a closed place, right, fenced in all around, picnic area, totally fenced in, and they sit down, and that's where they're sitting, so we'll have the same halachas. So one has to be careful when they decide to leave, to make a new bracha. Unless they make, they take something new, you know, right before they're leaving, well, I'll take this bottle of water. I'm going to start it. I'll make a shahakal on the bottle of water, and I have intentions of leaving now, and that's it, to finish. Okay, so that's a different story. We're talking about where they're sitting, established, and now they decide to leave in the middle. In all those cases, you would need a new bracha, even though they're quote unquote sort of like in the middle of this trip, but they sat down in the pizza store. They sat down in the restaurant. They sat down in the luncheonette. They sat down the enclosed area, so it becomes established, assuming that they're sitting there established, right? So then they would have to a din of going from kava to whole chedrachim, where they would need a new brach. Now, if somebody just ran in there for a second to whatever, to use the restroom, that's all part of the same whole chedrachim, right? We spoke about that. So even though you run into the pizza store to use the bathroom on the trip, so that's all part of whole chedrachim, and the original brachas would still continue. We're talking about a place and time. Somebody sat down for lunch or something along those lines. Thank you for listening. Atzlach and bracha. Kol tuv.